Okay, tough. Just briefly, Divrei Hakdama, right? Right. We have in Me'ila, the Isra of Me'ila is Hana Mikalche Kadashim. Oh, he's here. Okay, excellent. Right. The Isra of Me'ila is an Isra of Hana Mikalche Kadashim, right?
Yeah.
The Rambam basically divides it into three. The Rambam divides it into three mitzvahs. The first, here I have it. I have it ready. The first mitzvah in the Rambam is a mitzvah sase, right? To leshaula, to tashlumi miyula. Right? It's an interesting formulation. So you have to pay for a meila and have to add a chamash. Do you know how we assess chamash?
A quarter.
Very good. A chamash is in fact a quarter, not a fifth. The reason why is it's a fifth of the combined total. The korban. Right? And then it's and also a korban. And it makes it sound, if you think it makes it sound like the korban is at some level secondary. There's actually a possibility that that's true. Later we will get into it. Just lehatim esayin, the same mitzvah to pay for me'ila is a mitzvah which dictates you pay for truma if you ever zareitz it. Where the rov ruba hadodes. Including the Rambam, there is no Ashen. There are three Rishonim. I found that they say there is an Ashen in that case, but most Rishonim say there is no Ashen. And even so, there is Tashlumi Mi'ila from the same pasuk. Okay? Okay. And then it says the second one is Shalei La'avod, that you can't do Avoida Mekodshim, and you can't use them for stuff. Right? Shalei L'gzoyz, and you can't shear them. Right? And Yitachin, that these are not the same thing. Now, all of this will be covered in the Masechta, so this is really just in terms of starting, right? It's very, very, very misnaber that these are not all the same. Meaning that, I mean, fine, Tashlumin is not the same Yisr, it's Tashlumin as if it already happened, but the two Yisrim, right? Avoida and Gziza. Gziza, one would think, is really an Yisr of Kavod, right? Right, it's not kavodik to take kodshim and use them to make your kodshim.
Isn't it more just the actual stuff of the... using the actual stuff of the animal in order to... not kavod, you're actually taking the kodshim and having benefit from it. By wearing them.
Very good. So there is another tzad to the chakir, which is gzela, like sort of gzela mikodesh. And gila, I think, actually fits more on the kavod side of things, because you're not doing anything to the kodshim itself. The animal's kosher like a krava, and right. But we'll see. We'll see it all inside. Like I said, this is very irregular. Avoida might be kavod, might be gzela, or Rebbe Harani Kaparasmish Kavo thought it wasn't kavod, it wasn't avoida, it wasn't gzela, and it wasn't kavod. It is what he called hasatat yod. Meaning, what does it mean? Right? Kodshim are meant to be used for something. If you use them for something else, then you aren't, well, just doing just that. You are using them for something else. You are causing them to stray from their original purpose. And that was Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, and I'll just do it quickly. If you look at the Gemara, so, find something odd. Right? It's the Vada Gemara starts off with... the Mishnah starts off with a very specific din where what happens, and the whole first parak is really about, is there still an Isser Me'ila in Pasul Karbonis? If the carbon was performed Bipsul, then is there still a din of Me'ila? Yeah? That's the topic of the first Mishnah, and in fact of the whole entire first parak.
If it was done what?
Bipsul. It was shechted in the... It was shechted in the wrong
place. Oh, okay.
Right, it was shechted with the wrong kavan. It was, had the blood thrown... Lots of examples, right? The whole first perek is about that.
Is there me'ila before the korban's been offered?
Me'ila with the men.
As in on the animal which has been mufrashed the korban?
Yes. Yes. Right? That is not an intuitive start. Right? A more intuitive start is what the Rambam did, right? That is what Me'ila is, right? And then he goes in and tells you that things that you can eat, right, from a korban are already not subject to an isra mitzvah. That's shlav bet, right? Now, in answer to your question, since you asked it, it's a topic later in the Masechta, but since you asked it, we'll answer it right now, right? Kodshim Kalim, it's Kodshim Kalim only have Me'ilah post Zrika. And they only have Me'ilah in the stuff that you're going to burn on the Mizbech. Kodshe Kodshim, paradoxically, only have Me'ilah in the entire animal pre Zrika. However, they will maintain Nisr Me'ilah in whatever is going to be burnt on the Mizbech. Okay?
So two very different.
No, it's the same issur. It's taking a slightly different shape.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it right now in the Mishnah, so I'm not going to explain it right at this second, but it will, I hope that at least it'll become a little bit less mystifying before the end of this year, okay? Fine, let's start. Kodshe kodshim sheshachna masot abadarim. Kodshe kodshim that you shechted in the southern half of the Azara. Where do you say shecht kodshe kodshim?
The north.
Very good. Okay, so, right? What happens if you shech kodshe kodshim in the south? Do you know the answer?
It's no good.
For sure it's possible.
Are they alu lebailim?
Sorry?
Is it they alu lebailim?
No. There is... It's possible, right? There is a machlokes tanoim that we will see later in the Masechta. Do they have a din of what's called... There's a din in many psulei kodshim called im alu yilo yerdu. Meaning... You're not allowed to put it on a mizbeach for hakrava, but if you did, then finish the hakrava. Meaning the mizbeach doesn't give up whatever you put on it. And we'll get to that again. We'll get to it or not. Right? That is the din, possibly, of kodesh kodeshim that you shechted in the darim. One way or another, they are possible. Right? They have to be shechted in possible, in the sofen. You shechted them in there. But if you shechted them in Darim, nevertheless, mo'alin bohen. They are still subject to an Isser Me'il. Okay? Shech them in Darim, Mekibla Vodam Mitzofen. If you were to shech them in the south, and then you receive their blood in the north, Betzofen, Mekibla Vodam Mitzofen, right? Or if you shechted them in the north, and you received their blood in the south, either of which is possible. Shachat b'yom b'zarek b'layla, you shechted it during the day, which is when you're meant to shecht it, but you threw the blood on the mizbeach at night. B'layla b'zarek b'yom, you shechted it at night, right, the night before, and then you threw the blood during the day, parcel, right? Oy sheshachtan chutz l'zmanay v'chutz l'mekoyim, oy, you shechted it. What does chutz l'zmanay called chutz l'mekoyim mean in Kodshim, consistently?
Zmanay was the time of day.
Just with intent to eat them in the wrong time.
Very good. Intent to eat them or throw the blood, either in the wrong place or the wrong time.
Yeah.
Right? Or to burn the imurim, right? So either of those ones.
Either, or zmano is to eat and makom is to throw.
No. Either one. Either now implies to either eating them or throwing the blood. And if you, for example, shech them in the Beit Mikdash with intent to throw the blood on a bama. Right?
Yep.
That's an Isser called Pigul, right? If you were to shecht it, or throw the blood, or be makal the blood, or throw the blood, or be makte murim, chutz lizmano, meaning with kavana to eat the edible bits of the korban later on, right, after the time to eat it has passed, and the time to eat it differs from korban to korban, right? That is an Isser called Pigul, it's an Isser kares, right? If you do it chutz l'makomo, intend to eat it in the wrong place, either outside the Beis Mikdash or outside Yerushalayim, depending on the korban, its place will differ a little bit, right? Kodshei kalim generally and always are eaten in Yerushalayim. Kodshei kodshim are always eaten only in the Azara and only by male kohanim, right? If you did a chutz l'makomo, it's not an Isser kares, it's an Isser la'af. Yeah, the eating of it afterwards is an Isser la'af, not an Isser kares. It remains us, and it's possible in the Torah. The korban is possible; it has to be done again. But nevertheless, mo'alin bahen, they are still subject to an iser me'ilah. Meaning, the fact of them being possible does not necessarily prevent an iser me'ilah from being chal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the makom and zman. There's certain times I have to have kavana to throw, or just whatever I do, I have to actually go through with it. Whatever.
You have to have kavana to do it right. Do it within the right frame of mind. Often the Liyom Valayla, right? To deal with it all within the next day, or deal with it within the next 2 days. Various problems.
So I have to eat it in throw it within the...
You have to both have kavana when shechting, being the kabbal adam, throwing the jar and being makter to murim for the right time and place. And then later on, you have to do everything you're meant to do in the right time and place. Okay? If you had kavana to do it either in the wrong time or the wrong place, and then you ate it anyway, even if it's in the right time and place, that would be an Isser Raisa. If the kavana was for the wrong time, the Isser would be an Isser Karis. If the kavana was wrong for the wrong place, then it would be an Isser Lach. Okay? You understand?
Yeah.
Very good. If you don't, let me know. There's a lot of details here which will be new. Okay?
Yeah.
And fine. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua brought down the following general rule. Kol shehaya l'shas heter l'kohanim, ein mo'alin ba, v'chol sheloi haya shas heter l'kohanim, mo'alin ba. Anybody, any time that the korban was potentially had reached the state of becoming mutter for kohanim to eat from it, it is no longer subject to an Isser Me'ila. Right? If it is not subject, if it never had a heter lekohanim, then there will be an Isser Me'ila. Yes, that was the right one. That was the right one. Yeah.
Like an ola.
Sorry.
Like an ola.
Yeah. But any korban which never had a heter lekohanim, or any part of a korban which never had a heter lekohanim, will be subject to an Isser Me'ila. If it had a heter l'chanim, even if it loses that heter later on, there will be no Isser Me'ila. Or, well, let's... Minimally, there's no korban me'ila, there's no dinner tashlum me'ila. Some sort of Isser may remain. Okay?
But,
by the way, I should have mentioned, that is a confusion which will accompany us for the entire length of the Masechta. Sometimes mo'alin means tashlumin and korban. Sometimes it means korban. Sometimes it means that the korban, that everything became chulin. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it means the Isser. Right? It means different things in different contexts. So part of the problem in this concept is going to be working out exactly what it means in whatever place that we're at. Okay? But, Ezuhi shehaya l'shas heter l'kanem. What's an example of something that had a time when it was mutar l'kanem? Shelana. Right? If it was shechted, everything was done big kosher, it was kosher, the korban is kosher, right? And then you left it overnight. Whoops. Kohanim can't eat it, has to be burnt. It does, even though it's now Isser, again, min haTorah, for a kohen to eat it, it is not subject to an Isser, it is not yet subject to an Isser, me'ila, or minimally, it's not subject to tashlumin and korban. Okay? Does this became possible? Listen, or it became tamei, right? No, there is no case of it being tamei forever. Having been tamei right from the beginning, why?
Is that a hektesh?
No, because a live animal is not subject to tumah.
Oh,
right. We're talking about tumah seichlim, so it has to be seichlim. Vishayata, or it went after shkita. It was taken outside. Part of the animal, which is being discussed, or alternatively just the blood, was taken outside of the azara.
But if the blood was taken out, then the whole korban was possible.
You can't bring it. Then there's never any heter. Oh, that's a no. Sorry, my bad. If it's blood, then it's not. That's not what we're talking about. How many the blood came out? That it is such the pul yotze, but it's not. That would mean that the Isser Me'ila continues, because that means you can never throw the blood on Mizbeach.
That's an example of something which does have meat.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about if some meat came outside the Azara. If some meat left the Azara or Yerushalayim, whatever was the place where it could be eaten. Right? In such a case, it would not, even though it became possible and Asurin and Torah to eat it, it is not subject to an Isser Me'ila. Right? The reason why blood is different is because blood is also subject to psul yotzei. Blood from korban that was shechted already, obviously shechted already, right? Is taken out of the azara, the entire korban is psul. Right? You can't now bring the blood back in and then throw it on the mizbeach. But in such a case, there's vaday in Isser Me'ila because the blood is what allows the korban to eat. The throwing of the blood is what allows the korban to eat the korban.
And so
we haven't done drink adam yet.
Yes.
And so it's still in the status of hektish.
Exactly. Are still in the status of having an Isser Me'ila. It's hektish even afterwards. Its status changes a little bit to lose at least the full consequence of the Me'ila.
After Zrika Adam, isn't there still some blood left?
If that leaves, then it's not ma'akiv, and therefore, as in, it's the zrikas adam which constitutes a heter l'chosam.
Is it asur?
It's asur to take it out, yeah, because when you're meant to do things with the others left over, usually pouring them on the side of the mizbeach. Okay? Fine. The ezohi shelai. I mean, that there's a question: is that really some sort of zriko, or is that really just basically garbage disposable? One way or another, there is a mitzvah in the Torah to do something with that blood. What's the case where it never was became mutter l'kanim? Shenishkata chutzazmana, if it was shechted outside of the correct time, exactly on the case in our Mishnah, right? Or chutzamakoin, or shechted with kavana to eat it, through blood, to do something that's very important with it outside of its correct place, right? Veshekibelei psulin vizarku esdama. Or if a puzzle, meaning, what's a puzzle?
Yisrael
or a puzzle woman, gohna. Right? Yisrael, woman, goy, and her animal.
Puzzle a gohna?
Right? No, any woman.
No, I mean, we could also be a puzzle a gohna. Some of the mum.
Oh,
Bale Mumin.
Yes,
says Lachora,
yes.
Is this Rashi, by the way?
I don't think so.
This is okay.
I don't think so, but I'll check.
But yeah, it looks like there's two people, unlike with Tamida.
No, there's Rashi and Tosis, but I don't think Rashi is Rashi.
Oh.
Tosis is a Tosis Mizro, that I know. A Tosis written by the Chachmei Avraham. It means northern France, but with a lot of influence from Germany. Okay. Right? Yeah, or if psula means somebody who's possible to perform any of the ma'aseh hakarava after shechita, right? Then that will in fact be then it will in fact remain the subject of the Yisrael to or with fully sorry meila. No, shechita. Here is a good time to mention shechita is kosher bazar. Right, in most korbanos, the exceptions being para adoma if para adoma is a korban. And paradumma, there's a machlekes tanaim if a zara can shechta. Right, not so pasha, but maybe
it's not a korban.
It might be or it might not be. The famous chakira is para. The Rambam, for example, it's para in sefer
tuma
tara.
Yeah.
But yes, right, meaning not in sefer korbanos.
So does the Mishnah,
right?
Doesn't the Mishnah also?
Yeah, but the Mishnah is grouped less conceptually and more associatively, so it might be that because it came after all this. Anyway, fine. So the exceptions being paradoma, if a paradoma is really considered a korban, like this is a major shayla. For sure, it's kotchei benekabai, it's not kotchei mizbeach. What exactly is a paradoma? Is a sugi, what I'm not going to go into right now. And also, all the korbanos in Yom Kippur are apostle either in the Torah or in the Rabbanon. It is also for anybody other than Kohen Gadol to shech them. It's not totally clear if it's also in the Tosis there up there. It's only in the Rabbanon. The reason why it's a Tosis says v'shachat v'kibel ha'kohen. Right, so it says mikabala ve'elach mitzvah skona. Right, okay, fine. Let's do the Gemara. Ksani kadshei kadoshim sheshchatan bedaromo alimen. Pshita! We were told in the Mishnah that kadshei kadoshim, which were shechted in the south, which passels them, remain subject to their issa me'ilah. Says the Mishnah, obviously. Why is it obvious?
Because they haven't had been. Because why would they have left their status?
I'm sorry?
I don't know, actually.
When did they become mutter l'kohanim?
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's obvious. No? Ma mishum de shchitasan bedaroim apikinun midei meila? Can it be that because you shechted them in the south, they lost their isa meila? Lo yitachen, impossible. Right? Now, no. The assumption here is that to get rid of the Yisra Me'ila, you're going to have to perform the mitzvah like it's meant to be performed. No? That's clearly the assumption that went into that statement in the Gemara. And so therefore, here we did not. The mitzvah was not performed as it should have been performed. Therefore, how could they possibly lose their Yisra Me'ila? Right? Didn't even need to be told. Right? No, we do need to know. What would you have thought?
Right?
Okay. The reason why is because all this in the name of Yechiel. Kodshim, who died, meaning who dropped dead, right? No, lose their din of Me'ilah. They are not subject to Me'ilah at all. Right? Kodshik, and you might have thought that Kodshim, which was shechted in the south, because it's possible, are the same thing. It's the same thing as if it was strangled. Right? It was just killed. It was killed needlessly. There was no point. Right? You didn't achieve anything from a Kodshim perspective. Right? Therefore, we learn from this that when it comes to Kodshim that die, right, they just dropped dead for some reason. They die for some reason other than being shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's completely disconnected from the world of Karbonos. But if they were shechted in the south of the Azara, then fine, that's possible for Kodshim, but it is kosher for Kodshim Kalim, and therefore it will maintain its Isser Me'ila. Right? The Gemara later in the Perek asks the following question.
Do you mind explaining the Kamash Malan?
Sorry. The Kamash Malan is that when it comes to the Kodshim that die for some reason other than Shlita in the Beis HaMikdash, then they died needlessly. That's completely disconnected from the world of Kodshim. Right? But Kodshim that were shechted in the Azara but in the wrong place, that's less disconnected because you could have shechted Kodshim Kalim there. Right? And therefore, they remain subject to the Isra Mi'ilah. That's the Kamash Malan. Okay, you understand?
Mm.
Now, it should be noted, and this is very important, right? The Gemara later on in the Perek will ask the following question. But wait, isn't this totally in the following question? There is a machlokes, like I said, which we will get into later, right, about Im Olu Lo Yerdu, right? Many psalim, even though it's aser, the korban is pasul, if you put it on the mizbeach, right, it is then forbidden to take it off, you have to finish being makrav on the mizbeach. Okay, or if you put it into a klisha race, again, you have to finish the hakrava. Now, says the Gemara, this is a machlokes tanaim and a machlokes tamiyar. I'm pashas. I don't want to get into details now. As a sugi later on, I just want to mention it because there's enough coming up for what the Gemara is saying, right? If there is a machlokes, is this true about shlitas kachim kachim v'darim? If you say that shlitas kachim 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 v'darim is subject to the din of im olu lo yerdu, then it makes sense to say it'll be subject to an isra mi'ilah. But if it's not, then it means it's not roi for the mizbeach bichlal under any circumstances. It can never be brought as a korban anymore, right? Not even in the very bedieved case of be'isr you put it on mizbeach, right? And therefore, right, it shouldn't be subject to an isr me'il anymore. The Gemara answers in that case it must be on the me'il derabanan, right? Based on that statement, right? The Rambam. As Rambam learns the Gemara is saying as follows: if you were to say Imalu Yerdu, you could have said it was Me'ilah. If you say Imalu Yerdu, if you don't say Imalu Yerdu, right, then for sure it's on the Issa Derabanan. But it doesn't mean, says Rambam, the Maskana of the Gemara was that it's only an Issa Derabanan. It just said that maybe you could have talked about Imalu Yerdu, it would have been Issa Deraisa. But the Maskana is still only an Issa Derabanan. So the Rambam understood all the case in our Mishnah as being only Me'ilah Derabanan. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Fine?
Yep.
And the Merome Sade points this out, that he must have understood all these cases as being only Me'ilah Derabanan. But Trizzi uses the phrase Divrei Soferim, so as anybody knows, Divrei Soferim doesn't necessarily mean Derabanan. Right? The Rambam uses Divrei Soferim, he says in the Perek Shnayis, and Kelim Yud Beis Yud Ches, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Yud Ches, to mean one of three things: Derabanan, Halacha Meshav Sinai, or anything that was not using Yud Gimel Ches.
When the Rambam uses it, or when the Mishnah uses it?
When the Rambam uses that phrase, he says, he tells you, this is how I use it. I use it to use one of those three things. Therefore, Divrei Soferim might not be Derabanan, it might be Daraisa. But mainly it's Divrei Soferim. I might be Daraisa Divrei Soferim. Okay? But anyway, that's the Rambam.
Even if they're
the Kirnura, excuse me, sorry, who we'll be using on this Masechta because he's one of the most important Achronim on Kutchim, right? Parenthetically, the great story of Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe was asked once if he could learn with any Achron, who would he learn with? So Rav Moshe said Kirnura. Somebody asked, why not Grach? As in the Grach. And so the answer was, the Grach was so far ahead of me, I wouldn't be able to keep up with him. It'd be a Shir, not a Chavrusa. The Kirnura, I can keep up with him, so I'd be a Chavrusa.
Kirnura,
yes. It's a very important Achron on like various Masechtas. Most Kutchim Masechtas among them. Then they told Rav Lichtenstein about that story, and Rav Lichtenstein said that was a good choice.
He said what?
That was a good choice. They agreed. It's amazing. He was quote unquote unparalleled. Anyway, fine. Okay, that is. Fine, that's what the Gemara says here. Lama leila misne kol hani. Why do I need to teach all these examples? Why couldn't I have just taught one and you would have understood all the rest, right? Srichi, you need them. Itana shachta medarim gibel daman sarven achad the isbe hu meila mishum bekavala betzafin hu aval shachta metzafin kibel daman bedarim hu level kibel darim hu napik mibidei meila. What would you have thought? You thought if I shechted in the south and I received the blood in the hand, in the kli in the north, right? Then there's Me'ila. Why? Because the Ikar Avoida is the Kabbalah. Why would the Ikar Avoida really be the Kabbalah, not the Shtita?
That's what we do in the Mizbeth now.
Sorry?
Is that about the sprinkling?
No, Kabbalah is receiving the blood in a clay.
Because it's only for a clay.
There are four. Sorry, I should have been marked. The first question in Zvachim says that there are four acts of Avoida, right? Which Shtita, Kabbalah, Zrika, and.
Halacha is it?
Sorry, Zrika. Zrika, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Shlita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, thank you, yes, right? Of which Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika can only be done by Kohanim. Zrika is quite Shere Bazaar. Shlita is Shere Bazaar. Okay? So, Kabbalah is Ikar Avoida, why?
Because it's only for a Kohen.
Very good. Okay, so if you think about it, Kabbalah and Shlita are really the same action. Right? You shecht at the same time as you're shechting the animal's neck. You're slicing it through, literally, right? The blood that comes out first is the blood that needs to be called Makli. It's literally the same action. It has to be done by two people, but it's done at exactly the same time. It's one action done by two people. Where's the Ikar? The one that's done by the Kohen. Therefore, if you shech in the Dorim, no good. Not good, but still the Ikar is the Kabbalah.
How can you then do one in the south and one in the north? If it's like...
Do it right on the cover
tent.
Right on the borderline between the south and the north. Right? Okay, so, right, the Ikar of that action is really the Kabbalah, right? It's really to get the blood into the Kli, right? And therefore, you would have thought... By the way, enough from that statement, for example, after you've thrown the blood on the Mizbeach, then even if you don't end up burning the Koran, that's not possible, but the Eved, that's not possible. Right? The Ikar of Voida is the Avodah Saddam. Right? So, and that's why it's the thing that's Kasher B'Kohanim, and so on, only Kasher B'Kohanim, and so forth. Okay? So, right, you would have thought the Kabbalah is Ikar Avoida, therefore, what would you have thought? Right, if I shechted in the south and I received the blood in the north, then it's still Me'ila because it's still like sort of okay, right? It's not even meant to do it, but sort of okay. But if I shechted in the north and I received the blood in the south, then for sure it's no good. And there will be no Me'ila. That's what you would have thought.
That
it doesn't matter which one you do in the south and which one you do in the north. There's Me'ila either way.
Why would you thought it was no Me'ila if you did Kabbalah but Daram?
Sorry?
Surely we did the whole thing.
Because it goes through, then you could do it on the Mizbeach and it could be Heter Koni probably, no?
No, if you checked it in the Daram and you recalled them, it's still possible, but you would have thought somehow that because the Ikar Avoda is in the Tzafin, that's better. Right, and so that's like closer to being kosher to the Mizbeach or something.
So if you do the Ikar Avoda in the south,
then you would have thought for sure it's no good, so the Mishnah needed to include both cases. Right? Both that you receive the blood in the north and you receive the blood in the south, but you shecht it in the north. Right?
Mm.
Okay? Now, note, there is one case that the Mishnah left out. What's the obvious case the Mishnah left out?
Both in the
south. Both in the south. Tosfos points out there is a machlokes in Bali Tosfos, right? The Tosfos, whoever wrote Tosfos on Agmara, I said one of Chachmei Avro, said that would in fact be no longer have Me'ila.
Really?
Yeah, and then he records from Rabbeinu Peretz that Rabbeinu Peretz would have Me'ila, said it would have Me'ila, and it makes no difference. Okay, fine. And if you were to teach that case, the case of north and south, right? Habi amina yamama zman akrava hu ashkita b'layla v'zarek b'yayim layla l'zman akrava. V'ayim adashachala mai b'layla eima d'nafi midem n'ila. If you taught that, then you might have thought that day is the right time for hakrava. Night, not the right time for hakrava, right? No hakrava can be done at night. Therefore, what would you have thought? If it's shechta during the night, if it's shechta during the day, and then you do this zrika at night, I understand why it still has me'ila. But if you shechta at night, gamarnu, nothing. It's as though, again, like you strangled the animal, you did nothing, right? And you would have thought that even if you do throw the blood in the day, it makes no difference, there is no me'ila. Kamash Milan, there is. Right? Shechting it at the wrong time also doesn't cause it to lose this Me'ila. Right? Whether it be the Rabban or the Reis, it's like I said, it's between the Merom Esadeh here. Who is, by the way, do you know who the Merom Esadeh? The Nitziv.
Which Sefer?
Merom Esadeh. It's written by the Nitziv, the Givaldic Parish and Shas. Right? The Merom Esadeh and the Karora disagree about whether it's the Reis or the Rabban, but Lamaisa, right, it keeps and maintains this Me'ila in this case. Okay?
So we've only explained why we need in each of the pairs. We've only explained why we need one of them.
Very good. That was also a question. The Tosfos said it must have been zuve in tzarich tzarich lemar zuktani. Right. Sometimes the Mishnah doubles up on cases that we didn't really need to. It tells you the case that's like less pashut, and then you would have understood the case is more pashut anyway. But it went ahead and told you the case that was more pashut.
Okay.
Very good question. If you shechted at a night, having been a hover, kibel dama b'yoyim is b'mi'ila, al shechtam b'yoyim is zark daman b'laylo v'lavz men akrovo kiman dechan kinun dami v'loy as is b'mi'ila k'mashalan. What would you have thought? If I taught you the case of only shechting at night, Nishna says zrika b'yoyim, right? But the Gemara seems to have had kibel dama. Maybe they had different gears in the Mishnah, or maybe they're just not being precise on what the Mishnah said. I'm not sure. Right? One way or another, right? You would have, what would you have thought? You say, shecht it at night, and then you receive the blood, presumably, if you did it right before dawn, and then immediately after dawn, you receive the blood, or alternatively, right, you just did a zrika in the day, like what the mission seems to say, right, which is easier to understand how that could actually happen. During the day. It's easier to understand how you could shecht it at night and do the zrika during the day than it is to understand how you could do the shlita at night and receive them and do the kabbalah during the day, but okay, fine. Yeah. Whatever the case may be, right? Then you would have thought it had me'ila. Why? Because, again, the ikur avoda has been done during the day when it's meant to be done. But if that shechting during the day and throwing the blood at night, that already borrowed it, wouldn't be me'ila because the ikur avoda was at night. Right? The ikur avoda was during the night when it can't be done. Kamash malan, it doesn't make a difference. Time doesn't make a difference, but it's me'ila, like I said, minimally midaravan. Okay? But here's the chutz lizmanoi v'chutz l'mkoyim l'maychazo. Says the Gemara. Okay, all of that makes sense, right? As long as there was a kasher maisa shlita in the azara, fine. I don't care about where in the azara. I don't care about what time. Bediyet, right? Obviously, as in leaning into me'ila, I care a lot about them as it's possible, but it doesn't remove me'ila at least at the gamri, right? But it says, what about chutz l'zmano and chutz l'makomo? There, I don't know why the Gemara thinks this is so radically different, but it says, those are completely different, there is vaday totally possible, right? So Rashi explains it here, that's probably because chutz l'zmano and all these other cases, right? If you were to check it in Dorim, then it's going to be subject to Me'ila because the Dorim is Roy Lakotri Kadosh, the Kotrim Kalim, right? So it's not completely disconnected. We said this already, and it was the first bit of the Gemara. And if you say, and what about night? So shechting at night or throwing the blood at night, in a chinami that's possible. But we have a din, right? That Laila lav mechusar zman, right? Meaning what? Meaning on the one hand, it's asur to perform korbanos at night. But on the other hand, if you did perform the korban the night before you were meant to, then it's not what's called mechusar zman. It's asur because it's at night, but it's not asur because it's the wrong day, because it was done at the wrong time. It was done because the sun's. It's also because the sun's not out. That's a different reason for the psalm. But it was at the right time. If theoretically the sun was to rise, I'd be no problem.
Uh-huh. The night belongs to which day?
We're talking the night before. Not a gamri, right? For here we're talking about the night before. Right? Therefore, because the night is not considered mechusisman, the night is not the wrong time in an axiological sense, it's just the wrong time, it's just the wrong time because the sun hasn't happened to have risen, which is a technical problem. Right? That's basically what the Gemara is saying. Therefore you would understand why Shechti at night wouldn't necessarily call the tulis the Yisr Me'ilah, or throwing the butt at night. Right? Night is not as possible as you might have thought originally. Right? But when it comes to chutz zman and chutz makayim, you legamri puzzled it. You did it when you did it with the wrong kavana. It's like some logic to the statement that the wrong kavana is a more serious psul when it comes to avodah. That's the worship of God, right? Right. Therefore, it says no. Says the Gemara, ho'il umeratzin lepigulin. This is one of the single most confusing lines in the entire Gemara. Lanis Beiti. Right? The Gemara says,
what's that in the entire what? Sorry,
Gemara.
Oh,
like anywhere. What does ritsui mean?
Run or want?
Ritsui. Appeasement.
So appeasing.
Right? You're appeasing God with a korban. Right? So, normally when we say a korban is mirat, so we mean the korban is kasher. Because it appeases God, it's successful. There is this concept that comes in the Gemara, it's mirat lepigul. And what does that mean? Pigul, there is a condition. I said that if you shecht a korban with kavana to eat it, for example, at the wrong time, right? That's called pigul. And it's possible, it's an Isra Kares to eat it at any time, and the korban is possible in a Torah, right? There is a condition which is attached to that. The condition is that everything else has to have been done as it was intended to be doing. So say you shecht it with kavana to eat it at the wrong time. This is the first paragraph of Zvachim, right? If you shecht it with intention to eat it on the wrong day, say in a week from now, you want to smoke it, right? So you're going to eat it in a week from now. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's pigul. But it's only pigul if after that the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrikas Adam were done the right way. If the Kabbalah, Halacha, or Zrikas Adam were possible, then there's no din of pigul.
And what is pigul exactly?
That's the case of it being shechted with kavana to eat it, or to throw the blood, or to burn the emurim, either on the wrong time or the wrong place.
Why do we call it pigul instead of just like?
That's the name of that isser.
It's just that.
Pigulhood, okay. Is Torah calls it.
Okay.
Torah says like the pigulhood.
The nafkamina is the karet?
Nafkamina between Zman and Mokheim is the karet.
No, but the nafkamina of whether you call it pigul or not.
Oh, yeah. Is it? First, okay. is it karet to eat it?
Can you eat it if it's not pigul?
Sorry?
Is there still an isser, you know, like an isser
lav? Yeah. Is there enough? I mean, other than that, for sure, in alu lo yerdu, when it comes to pigul.
Okay.
I mean, if it's pigul, it's not subject to meal.
Okay.
Right, pigul removes the isser meal, replaces with the isser pigul, but it removes the isser meal. Right, including the consequence of the primary consequence of Mila, which is an Asham.
We just said Pigul was Mila here.
No. So if you shecht it wrong, then that causes Pigul. But until such time as it actually becomes. But that means that it'll still be subject to Mila until it actually becomes Pigul. That's what I was about to explain. Right? Okay, so you need to have everything else done the right now. Since you can, there is a theoretical case. It's awesome to do so. But since there's a theoretical case of continuing with the korban, right, and continuing to do the hakrava, right, and that has enough gamina, that's not just done burning things on the mizbeach. That is important, right, because if you do that, it becomes the full-blown isser of people. It maintains its isser me'ila. Right? Do you understand why I need to repeat it?
I didn't see a connection. Why the fact you continue with the avoda makes it maratza?
Ah, so then that's the obvious question. What on earth is this word maratza doing here? I have no answer to it.
Okay.
I really don't. I've seen this Gemara, this line of Gemara, I don't even know how many times now. It's not like this is not the only place it appears. I really don't understand the line.
Okay.
Like, what is the wulosh and maratza doing here? I'm not sure. But that's what it means. Since it is going to be subject to the Isser Pigul at some stage, assuming you continue with the Korban, it still has an Isser Me'ilah because the Maisei Akrava is still meaningful halachically. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're good. Any questions?
So Pigo, the next three steps have to be done correctly.
Yes. Well, at least not totally correctly, because there are bedi'evet in the mikdash. There are things, for example, if you're meant to do four zrikas adam, if you only do one, it's kosher bedi'evet. But like, it has to be done at least at the bedi'evet level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Shkoyech.